Bills introduced in the House and Senate today would take steps to disclose corporations and unions' open-ended financial involvement in political campaigns. The bills are a state response to the U.S. Supreme Court decision last month that opened the way for unlimited electioneering advertisements paid out of corporate treasury. Before the decision, no corporation or union was permitted to take part in Alaska's election activities. Fairbanks Democrats Scott Kawasaki said the primary bill would require disclosure of the individuals or groups paying for political advertisements.
When we look at some of the corporations that have done business here, an organization like Sinopec, which is a Chinese-owned subsidiary corporation that deals in oil and gas, do you really want them telling the public who to vote for in the upcoming election?
Senate Judiciary Chairman Hollis French, a Democrat from Anchorage, says work on the bill will focus on identifying the true source of money behind ad campaigns.
The point is to let the people who are voting know who's trying to influence their vote. And then frequently, you know, that solves a big part of the problem. If you know that it's Sinopec pushing to derail, for example, the gas pipeline.
The disclosure bill would require on-air identification of the person, group, or corporation responsible for any advertisement.